Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Welcome, everybody, to not the download, but I am your host, Chris Lingbach, and I host the download on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Can you believe it? And people listen. I can't believe it. But I'm here. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours, and we've got some great topics for you lined up. I'll tell you this. I've gotten fat here working at 106.7 The Fan. I've been here for 10 years. I've gotten skinny here, and I've gotten fat again. I've devoted my entire adult life to The Fan and helping make it the powerhouse that it has become. This is just a fact of life. So anytime the ball bounces my way and I get to do an on-air shift, I'm more than happy to do it. And that's what brings me here tonight. But the only way that this is going to work is if it is interactive. I need you active and involved in the show. That's what makes DC Sports Radio so great. We're here for you to vent your frustrations, all of your animosity, all of your pent-up rage. We're here to let you vent, and that's what we'll be doing for the next 2 hours right here on 106.7 The Fan. The Washington Redskins are off to a 3-2 start, but people aren't all that happy about it. It's a strange feeling because of the win and then the loss and then the win and then the loss. And this pattern just keeps repeating itself over and over again. And you can never really, as a fan, get happy. You can never really be confident in the team because, you know, a loss is coming after the win. The drop-off is inevitable, and it is coming. So at some point tonight, I want to talk to you, Redskins fans, about whether or not you've lost faith, or whatever. I need you to describe whatever that feeling is where you're not really willing to go 100% all in on the team. Because it's hard for me to describe, and I sat here thinking about this earlier today. It is a real thing, whatever it is. I just can't quite put my finger on it, and hopefully you can do that for me. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. The question is, what is holding you back from really enjoying this Redskins team? Because they have a winning record. They're at the top of the NFC East in the standings. In theory, everything should be gravy, and yet it's not. Something there in the back of all of our minds is holding us back. ESPN had a new study come out. I don't know. I guess it's not a study. That's not the quite right way to phrase that. They measured with the misery index. This is what they're calling it. The misery index. Measuring the most miserable fans in all of sports. And I want to get into that a little bit because the rankings in D.C. are really hard to fathom. The Redskins are the obvious one. They're the 20th most miserable fan base in sports. And that kind of fits into where we're at the start of this show. But the Nationals beat out the Wizards. The Nationals fans are more miserable than Wizards fans. Can you wrap your head around that? The Wizards haven't won a title in 40 years. 40 years. And yet the Nationals fans are more miserable. The Nationals fans that have been around since 2005. That's the perspective that we're dealing with. So at some point tonight, over the next 2 hours, I want to ask you about that. In your opinion, what's the most miserable fan base in D.C.? In fact, grab back. We can go hit all of these topics if you want. I'm here for you. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. And here's another one. This is a little bit of a hot take. Hot take topic. I was talking with it with Tom Daly on Crashing the Net a few minutes ago. But honestly, it's a genuine question, and I sincerely mean it because I really want to know what you think about it. I really do. Should the Redskins do it? Do what, you ask? Do what, Chris? What should they do? Should they do it? Should they trade for Amari Cooper? I'm sincerely asking. Should the Washington Redskins trade for Amari Cooper? I'm getting your calls in. We got to get to a break. We will answer those questions, all of them, when we come back. You're listening to a revised version, the overtime version of The Download, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
106.7 The Fan is your flagship home of the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. Every Ovechkin goal.
Ovechkin shoots and scores!
Every Hopi glove save.
The save made by Braden Hopi!
Segments with John Carlson, Devontae Smith-Pella, Chandler Stephenson, Joe Beninati, and Alan May. Exclusive interviews with head coach Todd Reirden.
The defending champs with authority.
And every electrifying moment of the Capital season. No one covers the Caps like 106.7 The Fan.
Welcome back to Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm Chris Lingbach here with you until 10 p.m. taking your calls. People are calling in, thank God. And please, for the people on hold, please don't hang up. It will literally ruin my night. We are working through some issues here. I'm trying to figure out how to take phone calls. Honestly, this is as real as it gets. I'm sitting here in the hot seat. And I literally don't know how to pick up the phone. But I'm going to try to go to line one. We're talking Redskins. There's something that's holding fans back from going all in. And we saw it in week two against the Colts, the first home game, the home opener, where the fans didn't show up. And that's one thing. But it feels like there's this palpable lack of buzz, this palpable lack of palpable. And we're trying to figure out why. Let's go to Mario on line one. Mario, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
So, from my point of view, I mean, I've been a Redskins fan for a very, very long time. And, you know, I was 9 years old when Vince Lombardi came to D.C. and took over the team.
Goodness.
So, I've seen a lot. The last, 20 years since the current owner has had the team, the Redskins have been awful. And what I'd like to say is that the Redskins this year are a mediocre football team. And, you know, people might think that you know, if we go out and we get Amari Cooper, you know, that'll change everything. And you know, it'll make them much better. I mean, it would make them better, but I think they'd still be a mediocre football team.
But
having
Mario
said all that.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Go.
I was going to say, having said all that, I think the Redskins are a third of the way to the division title because they've won three games, and I think nine wins will probably win the East.
Yeah, but my question, Mario, and thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, buddy. It's more why now? Why was this the breaking point? Why have fans decided to punch out now? And that's the question we're asking you on the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I need you to call in and tell me, if you're out there frustrated and you're just feeling this torture in your soul about the Redskins, what's restraining you from going all in? Because they're 3-2. They're sitting atop the NFC East right now. You should, in theory, be very happy right now. You should be jumping out of your chair, but maybe it's just the nature of the way the season has started out. The back and forth. Huge win to open the season against the Cardinals. Wow, the Redskins are amazing. Adrian Peterson's back. He's not done yet. And then the dud against the Colts. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067 is the phone number. Let's go to Jimmy in line two.
What's going on, man?
Hey, pal.
Hey, I'm pretty much the same way. I gave up on them, on the Skins, last year. And the reason being, when they lost, I think it was to the Saints, like we were up by about, 15 or something, and fell apart. And then we had Dallas. And it was like, oh, the Skins are going to win. They're going to win. They're going to win. Dallas hasn't scored X amount of points in weeks. And Dallas put 37 or 38 points on us. And it was just like, you got to be kidding me. And I've been to games, I've had season tickets, and year after year, you got to keep in mind, for 27 years, like the last time we were in the Super Bowl, we haven't won 11 or more games.
Wow.
It's been like, it's been these mediocre teams. And it was like, oh, for 7-9, that'll be good. For 8-8, that'll be good. 9-7, you know, like, where's that 12-4 season?
Yeah.
Where's that 13-3? And every single team since we've been to the Super Bowl has won either 11 games or more and or have gone to a conference championship, NFC, AFC championship, and or has gone to the Super Bowl, except for the Redskins. Cleveland had an 11-win season.
Thanks for your call.
We haven't.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it, pal. I get it, man. I get it. So for him, it is more the inability to get over that just above mediocre threshold. And that's just been wearing on him. And I understand that. To me, that's kind of how I feel about it. It is kind of a, where the hell is our 12-4 season? And it's, you almost feel, what's the word? You almost feel like you're asking too much as a fan, but at the same time, you're not. Like one time, just one time, can we have our 12-4 season? I don't know. It's not that much to ask. Everybody else has kind of gone through that cycle where we've seen everybody else do it at some point, except for the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets. That's the class that the Redskins are in. But 8-8 is just perfectly attainable for the Washington Redskins. Let's go to line three. Sorry. I apologize, folks. I'm getting with it here. I'm figuring it out. Alan, what's going on?
Oh, you got it, bro. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Hey, no, I think, well, the word for me is apathy. It's just at this point, I'm kind of apathetic when I watch them. This year, there's hard to get very excited because the games they played, they just don't do anything in the second half. So it's hard to watch them knowing in the second half they're not going to do anything. So I'm just waiting for that other shoe to drop about, okay, how are they really going to screw this up? Because of these devastating losses they've had, you know, accumulated over the years. But for me, the tipping point really is, you know, I'm tired of them winning games they have to win, and winning games they should win, because they never do that. They don't win games they should win.
Right.
And until they consistently do that, I think that that's going to be very hard to be behind them, because if you have to wait until, you know, you're at the very end and you absolutely have to win a game, and then that's when they start playing, it's hard to watch. So for me, it's just, you know, it's kind of like, all right, you know, I can get excited about this, but, you know, if you lose against Dallas next week, it's all right. You win one, lose one. And if you win against Dallas, okay, yeah, that's great. You know, it's a division rival. We should be up for that sort of thing. But it's just winning consistently, and then also in the second half, just, you know, playing the way you are in the first half. Either you're not making adjustments or you're not reacting to the adjustments the other teams are making. So sometimes it's just hard to watch and it's hard to get behind them, but yeah, I'm willing to do it. That's just what I do. It's a Redskins fan for 20-some years.
I hear you. It's almost like they flipped the script a little bit where they beat these teams that they shouldn't. The Raiders last year, the Chargers, Rams last year, and then they lose to the Chargers. You know, they do it the opposite of how everybody else does it. I feel your pain, man. Let's go to Mark on line 5.
Hey, Clyde. It's just the idea, the fan experience at the stadium is not that good. I went to the Cowboys game last year, and it was all Cowboys fans all the time. It was pathetic. So, and the second thing is, I think the team doesn't have a killer instinct. I noticed at the end of Green Bay, they were snapping they had the lead, they were snapping the ball with 10, 12, 13 seconds left several times at the very end of the game. Killer teams don't do that. They did it like they did this previous time. They did run the clock out. So I just think that it turns you off when you see a professional team and then you see a less than professional team. That's all there is to it. But we're still fans. That's all there is. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate your call. This is therapy, guys. We're getting it in, right? We're letting out our frustrations. You know, it's so clear to me, and again, it's not at the same time. I can't put my finger on it. I can't figure out exactly why, if there's one specific thing, one specific reason why Redskins fans seem reluctant to go all in on the team this year. They're sitting in first place at 3-2. And fans just, there's something holding them back. And I need you to tell me what's holding you back. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Andrew on line 6, Andrew in Landover. What's up, buddy?
Thank you for taking my call. I would love to know if any of the people that have called so far have ever played a down of football in their life. But honestly, I think we're in a really great position. You know, our defense is full of young players, still coming together, playing with each other. You know, we have a brand new quarterback. It's only, you know, a few couple of games into the season, 5, 6. These people think that we're supposed to be some veteran stud like the Patriots. I don't see where that is. We lost to the Colts. They had T.Y. Hilton, and, you know, they've been losing games because he's been hurt. And our defense is starting to communicate better. They've been having communication problems. Well, we've been improving that, as you've seen. We lost to Drew Brees, but honestly, in the first quarter of that game, I feel like the referees really got into the players' heads. I really feel like the referees just, I mean, I know you never should blame refs, but I really think they got into our players' heads. And I feel like if we played Drew Brees later on in the playoffs, I think we'd show a better outing. But I think we're going to make the playoffs. The NFC East is wide open. But let's not forget that the Super Bowl trophy resides in our division. Our division's been known to be a good division. It's just this one year is kind of fluke to me. But we still have the Super Bowl trophy in our division. What worries me, though, is Adrian Peterson's shoulder. And while I would love to have Amari Cooper, I actually would prefer we use Ziggy Hood's open roster spot for a running back, because I just don't know that shoulder's going to hold up, especially in the playoffs, because I really think we're going to go.
Yeah.
You know, Alex Smith under the gun. I think Alex Smith is better under pressure. Cousins will fold, and he's going to fold for the Vikings. I know it. I've seen it live. And I'm glad we have Alex Smith. He's cool-handed. I just don't know about that shoulder, man. If I were you, or if you hear me out, what do you think about us trading for Marshawn Lynch instead of Amari Cooper?
That is, I don't think there's a need for that. I mean, I don't. And to me, that is, I gotta get to a break, Andrew, but thanks for your call, buddy. That just seems a bit needless to me, Marshawn Lynch. But Amari Cooper, when you're talking about having issues extending, your offense down the field, hitting guys downfield, and whether or not it is an Alex Smith issue where he's just not looking downfield, or whether or not guys aren't getting open downfield, that's yet to be determined. But, man, it would be nice to have Amari Cooper as an option, wouldn't it? You're sitting in first place, and you got an extra deep threat down the field alongside Paul Richardson? That would be amazing, in my opinion. We got to get to a break. When we come back, we will take the rest of your calls. If you're on hold, please, please stay there. I beg of you. Please stay there. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. What's holding you back from going all in on the Redskins? You're listening to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
We'll get back to more of Chris Lingbach at Overtime in a moment from the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk. I'm Pete Medhurst, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
It's Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
I don't know what this song is, but it's amazing. Welcome back to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Chris Lingbach here with you until 10 p.m. Just to let you guys in behind the scenes, and if you're on hold, stay there. I'll get to all your calls in just a second. I promise. I won't leave you hanging. We're trying to figure out how I can answer the phone. See, I'm sitting here in the, for lack of better phrasing, the talent studio. And then Vic is across the glass from me taking all of your phone calls. And believe me, there's a lot. They're all coming in. So I'm very appreciative of you, of that. But he has to answer the phone calls and then also patch your call through to me. I literally don't know how to answer the phones in here. Maybe that's something I should have figured out earlier. I didn't. Sorry. Sue me. I'm trying to figure it out. We're taking calls on the Washington Redskins are 3-2 and atop the NFC East. But there seems to be a reluctance by fans to really go all in with this team. And I understand it. I do. I just don't know what that specific thing is that's holding people back. You could look to the Colts game and go, if that game doesn't happen, if the Redskins don't have a dud against the Colts coming off of that monstrous win in Arizona, I think all of you Redskins fans are all the way in right now. But it did happen. And here we are. They're 3-2 in first place. And people are skeptical to really wear their emotions on the sleeve this season. 1-800-636-1067 is the phone number. 1-800-636-1067 is the phone number. I'm also taking your tweets because I told you at the top of the show, I want this to be interactive. I want this to be interactive on several fronts. You can tweet me at Chris Lingbach. One person says, Justin says, Skins have eroded the trust of the fans over time. We see talented quarterbacks walk out. Unrealistic expectations for a Geistless Smith offense. Injuries piling up to key players. It's hard to get excited after being relegated to second-tier offense by a dominant Saints team. I get it. That's a great tweet. That's a great contribution to the show. Taking your calls, let's go to Tim in Woodbridge. Line one, Tim. What's up, pal?
How you doing, brother? I was just calling to let you know that a trade for Amari Cooper is a terrible idea.
Okay, why?
He's pretty much led the season, or the last two seasons, with the most drop balls. If the Redskins want to keep doing that, they can keep signing all the people they do off the street. And everybody trying to say that Richardson is a good wide receiver, they must be blind. He had one good season, and that was it.
But don't you think the rising tide raises all boats, that if you have Amari Cooper and Paul Richardson across from each other, that one of them's going to get open, one of them's going to get a catchable pass, and that the whole offense can benefit from it?
I mean, you could say that, but you can't really say that without a run game. I mean, if you're going to be a one-dimensional team like they've been for the last couple years, it's not really going to do anything. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a dam.
All right. Thanks for your call, Tim. I appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Richmond John on line four. John, what's happening? You got next.
Hey, Shorts. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on the air. Sorry. By the way, Paul Richardson is the only reason Alex Smith doesn't have like three touchdowns. I don't know how many he has. It's like five. But I was at that Packers game, and Paul Richardson caught a duck and rolled into the end zone. And then Smith threw the ball low and didn't have to, and Richardson caught the ball in the end zone and made a great catch going down to his knee. So I don't know what that other dude was talking about. But Paul Richardson's good. I think Cooper would actually be a good idea too, because he'd be a good security blanket if something were to happen to Doxson. You know what I mean? I mean, don't you think? Well, you've already said you think. So anyway. but I think they're also – I know, I'm a terrible caller.
Oh, great.
And so, yeah, so they're managing mediocrity. So, like, under Gruden, they're managing mediocrity. And the good thing is he recognizes it. Like, he said something, and you may have put it in one of your pieces today or, I guess, yesterday.
Right, which people can read where?
On 106.7 The Fan.
TheFanDC.com. That's correct.
DC.com. Yeah, sorry. I don't know. It just auto-populates for me. I don't trust Alex Smith yet. That's my deal. Like, I'm not the guy that always looks at the quarterback. Like, I get it. I've been a fan all my life. We had season tickets. We bailed out in 2007 when Gibbs left.
Yeah.
And it just got to be too much and more of the same. And so I'm trying to figure out whether or not we're going through more of the same, or if Alex Smith is just kind of, you know, he's learning with his new receivers. And, you know, they've lost a couple receivers to injuries, so they got a couple new guys in there. So maybe there's some chemistry issues and that'll come. But I've got my reservations about Alex Smith. I just don't like what I see so far. So that's it for me. That's why I'm not getting too excited about being 3-2.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Thanks for waiting on hold for so long. Let's go to line 7, Kyle in Waldorf. Kyle, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Shorts?
Good, man.
Hey, you know, I really don't think the fans have gotten over the whole RG3 thing. You know, I think that even people who weren't huge fans of the Redskins came out of the woodwork that year to really support this team, you know, because we had this, you know, Heisman Trophy winner coming out to be our quarterback, and everyone rallied behind him and, you know, put forth, you know, probably 150% buy-in that year. And when, you know, that, you know, when everything happened and he got injured and he just wasn't the same, I think that took a huge emotional toll on the wins out of the sails of a lot of fans, even the lifelong fans. You know what I mean?
That is a great take. I love that, Kyle. Thank you so much for the call. Great input. See, guys, we can work through this together. Everybody can have different points, and we can all kind of reach a similar conclusion, right? Something that we can agree upon. The RG3 factor, that people really did go crazy. I mean, they really did. Not a bad crazy. People were, how should I say this? Butt-sized for RG3. I mean, butt-sized for RG3. Everybody got butt-sized in their pants for RG3. And then it just kind of blew up in everybody's faces. And it is kind of hard to go back in again, to go all in again. And maybe that is a big contributor to what we're seeing now, where fans are very, very hesitant at 3-2 and at the top of the NFC East to go, yeah, I'm gonna give this team everything I've got. I'm gonna get emotionally invested all the way with the Washington Redskins. Let's go to Justin in Fredericksburg on line 2. You've been on the hold the longest. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. So to me, it's even deeper seated and goes back way further. And, you know, hey, I loved RG3. I wanted Cousins to stay. And I really, you know, and I loved Andrew, the guy calling from Maryland, and his, you know, optimism and enthusiasm. I used to be there. Yeah. But I'm not there anymore, man. It just, you know, too much hurt. I mean, I could see us, you know, yeah, 3-2. We're leading it. We get to the playoffs. Boom, somebody's going to smack us upside of the head if we keep playing like we do. We should be able to put our you know, foot on the throat and kill these guys like we should have on Sunday against Carolina.
So for you, Justin, it's the stacking sample size where you just have years and years and years of evidence collected up over decades of time, and you just refuse to be the abuse spouse anymore.
I do, and I love these guys. Don't get me wrong. But if my wife looks at me and says, hey, let's go hike on, you know, into Shenandoah, I'm going to be like, okay.
Oh, wow.
5 years ago, 10 years ago, I never was. But now I'm like, you know, I'll open up my Sunday, and maybe I'm a, you know, half-ass fan, but I don't think I am.
So you can remember the time, though, where you would absolutely for no reason missed the Redskins game, and you're saying now where you're at in your Redskins fandom is if a better option for something to do on Sunday comes up, you're going to take it.
Yeah, they got to show me the money, and they haven't in a long time.
That's fair.
We could be that quick to be, you know, 3-4 the way these guys are so up and down. It's almost like, you know, they need a Bill Cowher or somebody to get in their face and, you know, get them. I don't know. I don't know if it's Gruden. I don't know if it's Snyder. I don't know the deal. But there's the lack of trust is not there for me, sir.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to weigh in tonight, Justin. Thanks for your call. Great call. Let's squeeze Zach and Sterling in before the break here.
Shorts, congrats on the airtime, man. And I promise Jeff Ty is not about to pick up the call. And I miss the CNO days very, very much.
That's a callback to about a decade ago. Can you believe that? Yeah, it's been that long?
It's been a minute, man. But you know what I'm really surprised by is the – and, you know, this is only tangentially related to the Redskins, but, like, the NFL over the past, you know.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
15 years, 10 years, or whatever, has just become such a slow-moving, you know, organization and sport. There's so much bureaucracy around it. And as much supposed parity as there is in the league, like, every year we have, you know, the same three or four teams going to the playoffs. And, you know, like, you can look at Bill Belichick or and the Patriots, or you can look at the situation in Pittsburgh and New Orleans, and you can be like, hey, these are stable organizations that have leadership that's well thought out. And, you know, these organizations have a plan in place for the future, and they're not run like a cult of personality like the Redskins is under Daniel Snyder. And I'm not a Redskins fan. I'm not even really an NFL fan. I mean, I don't watch college football. My sports are basketball, baseball, and hockey.
Yeah.
But I'm just very, very curious and mystified about this, you know, the fan base's willingness to stick by this organization and expect something different when, you know, the input-output scenario is the same year after year. So I'm curious about your thoughts, and I'll let you throw this out. Thanks a lot, Shorts.
Thanks, Zach. I appreciate your call, buddy, and glad to hear you're doing well. Thanks for the call back to the CNO show. That was my first show on this radio station with Othello Boucherib, and we did Saturdays, I think, at 6 p.m., and then when he left, stopped working here, the boss, CK, made the right move and said, you can't do this on your own. No, it wasn't quite that. But it's something along those lines. But here we are. This is my shot. It took me a long time to climb back, and here I am. That's why I appreciate you guys taking the time to call into the show tonight. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I have the genuine appreciation of somebody who had to scratch and claw his way back into the top spot, back into the hot seat. We're taking your calls on the Redskins and what's holding you back from going all the way in. All the way in on the Washington Redskins, who are in first place right now as we sit here today. They're in first place. What's holding you back from going all the way in on the Washington Redskins? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I will be right back.
It's overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Coming back
to a little Rob Zombie. Vic is killing it in the other room with the song selection. Welcome back to Overtime on The Fan. Chris Lingbach here with you until 10 p.m. We're taking your calls on the Washington Redskins. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Just to add on to or correct myself from the last segment, my mom has weighed in on the text in the break. My first show on The Fan, the CNO show, aired on Sunday nights. Sunday nights. And I really, really want to thank CK for giving me another shot. I really appreciate being here, and I'm looking forward to talking to all of you tonight. So let's get back to the phones. I'm going to try to answer this one myself here. Let's see. I'm going to press the number. This is what Dar told me. Grant Dandy's producer texted in. Is this going to work? Let's press the number one. It is not working. All right. Can you pick up John on line one, please, Vic? Thank you. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for taking the call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, so my comment's just quick. You know, man, 2012, that last caller that you had earlier in the other segment, I mean, that's true. Some of us, like myself, were hurt. But you know what's happening in D.C. and D.C. sports, and this is my comment, you know, D.C. United, the soccer team, is doing well. You know, I think the Redskins is picking up. Something is happening in D.C., and it's not this big star thing. You know, yeah, Alex Smith, Paul Richardson, but I don't know. I feel like D.C. sports is coming back, and I even told, you know, a couple of my friends a couple of days ago that I'm considering going and paying $140, whatever it is, on StubHub for that nosebleed, you know, and actually going to a game of the Redskins, and it's been like 5 years since I've been to a game. But what's held me back, you know, is just this, you know, this vacuum that happened, you know. And I honestly believe it's Dan Snyder, his leadership. But, I mean, you know, at the same time, us Redskins fans, we're spoiled, honestly, because we have Super Bowls. You know, there's some squads out there that have nothing. Or Philly just got their first, you know. Yeah. And, I mean, the NFC East is so blessed, man. You know, we got to remember, the Skins have three Super Bowls. You know, that did fourth or fifth, you know, largest, most worth team out there in value. I mean, we have a good team. And I think people like myself, and I know some of my friends, you know, we're just like, you know, sometimes we say, you know, oh, the Redskins are doing so bad and it's horrible, it's garbage. But come on, guys. I mean, I want to get out there. I haven't been out there in 5 years just because it hurt, that whole RG3. But man, you know, I think about it and I'm like, you know, this, we are blessed, man. Redskins have three of what other teams don't even have any. So, Super Bowls. So, thanks for taking my call, man. I really appreciate it. Great show. You know, more power to you. I hope it all goes well.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Great perspective there. And that's an optimistic outlook. One that I wish I had. What's holding you back for being all in on the Washington Redskins? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Kevin in Fairfax has been on hold for 25 minutes. Kevin, thanks so much, and I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. What's up?
Chris Lingbach, I've been on hold as long as your slow crawl to fame has been going on. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you do for 106.7, finally sitting atop the perch at 9 o'clock at night. So all I got to say is this. Kyle from Woodbridge about 15 minutes back, remember when I was on hold about 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
completely wrong. RG3? Nobody remembers any RG3. The only RG we remember is R-Cheese3. Everybody remembers R-Cheese. That's all we got to remember. That's all that anybody in this fan base remembers.
This is a longtime supporter. Secondly, here. I appreciate it, Kevin.
Secondly, Chris.
Yeah,
hold on.
Chris, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on for a second.
You have
I
the
just want to give me a second.
You have the floor.
I just got a vent here about the Redskins.
It's all yours. You got it.
Okay. The floor is mine, just like the floor has been yours for the last hour, and I love it. So the thing about the Redskins, the reason I'm not all in, they have small huevos. Do you remember Cousins, Kurt Cousins? We all remember Kurt, mm-hmm. K-U-R-T. He had a 2-pound Johnsonville bratwurst between his legs. That's who the man was. You know what Smith is packing? He's packing a small mini Frankfurter.
Okay.
That's what's going on. That's why nobody's getting behind the
game. Okay. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Do we have time to squeeze in one more call before the break?
Yeah, we can. That was disturbing right there.
That was rough. But I appreciate the longtime support. I really do. Shout out to Archie's 3. Keith in Annapolis. Keith, what's up, pal?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
First time caller. Appreciate the show. I just can't get all in. It's really because of ownership. Dan Snyder just can't seem to do it and get an organization that you feel good about. You've got, you know, the Patriots of the world, the Pittsburgh Steelers of the world that just seem to make good decisions year after year, and we just can't get it right. It gets hard to we would love to be all in. My boys and I love watching the games. But, man, it's gotten to the point where I'll try to find an excuse to do anything else other than that on the Sunday afternoon. If there's other options outside, I'm doing them.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your call, buddy, and thanks for waiting on hold for so long. Keith, excuse me. Paul in Southern and Eric in Alexandria, you guys are up next after the break. Please stay on hold, and we're still taking your calls. What's holding you back from going all in on the Washington Redskins? It's very clear to me, and maybe it is to you, that – the Redskins fans just are not quite there. They're not quite ready to let go and give all of their emotions to the Washington Redskins. Maybe they've just been bitten by that bitter snake too many times before. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. What's holding you back from going all in on the Washington Redskins? We're on overtime. 1-0-6-7 the fan.
Live from the LindseyCars.com studios in the nation's capital, WJFK-FM and WJFK-HD1 Manassas, and WIAD-HD3 Bethesda. From Victory Monday,
open field in front of it,
to Redskins Friday,
tumbling into the end zone, touchdown!
This is your home for the most Redskins talk in Washington. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, a Radio.com station.
106.7 The Fan.
I'm Pete Medhurst. Here's what's happening. Eduardo Rodriguez, the former Oriole farmhand, on to close the ninth inning for the Red Sox, trying to close out the Astros, leading it 8-2. Jackie Bradley Jr. broke it open in the eighth inning with a grand slam home run. Former Oriole Steve Pierce also homered in this game for Boston. 8-2, game three of the ALCS. Red Sox will lead 2-1. Game four of the NLCS coming up in a little bit. It'll be the Dodgers and the Brewers tonight. Dodgers trailing the series 2-1. NBA underway tonight, and it looks like preseason form for both the Celtics and the Sixers. The shooting percentage is low, but the entertainment high at times. Ben Simmons putting on a show for the Sixers, but they trail by a score of 43-38. Former DeMatha product Markelle Fultz with four for the Sixers in that contest. Wizards get underway on Thursday night when they take on the Miami Heat. Capitals off. They'll be back in action tomorrow night when they take on the New York Rangers. We've got coverage starting at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the puck drop right here on 106.7 The Fan. And the Redskins waived defensive lineman Ziggy Hood today. From the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Pete Medhurst, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
It's overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Welcome back to Overtime on The Fan. I'm Chris Lingbach with you here until 10 p.m. We got an hour left of taking your calls. So get in now. This is a fully interactive radio program, and that's the best way this operates for you and for me. If you call in, and you can tweet me as well. I got Justin here answering the question about why Redskins fans are so reluctant to go all in on the Washington Redskins this season, especially as they're in first place. Justin tweeted me and said, the Skins aren't bad enough to get the top draft pick or good enough to make a playoff run. If they committed to a real rebuild from the ground up, at least we'd have hope in a couple years. We need personnel that knows how to evaluate talent. That's a great tweet and a great thought. That's something that we used to hear, boy, you know, a lot before Mike Shanahan got here. And then a lot right after he was fired. And it makes me wonder if there's something to that. Are people starting to wear on Jay Gruden a little bit? Are fans kind of getting tired and thinking that maybe he's reached his ceiling as a head coach? And that's reflecting in their turnout and in their passion. I mean, really, I used to hear rebuild. They need to rebuild. Just before Shanahan got hired, people used to call in. People used to tweet about it all the time. The Redskins need a rebuild.
They're scared to say the R word, rebuild. They need to rebuild. And then as soon as Shanahan got fired and the team went 3-13 and was a complete dumpster fire, that's when you started hearing it again. So really, maybe there is something to that. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. What's holding you back from going all in on the Washington Redskins this season? Let's go to Paul in Southern. Paul, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. For me, there's really nothing holding me back. I'm completely emotionally invested. I've been a fan, you know, since they were winning Super Bowls back in the late 80s. And I think now we're not looking at, you know, this year, for instance, we're not looking at a team that is, you know, getting better, or we can look to be excited for this year. I think that it's down to the foundation. I think the rebuild has been taking place. You know, they've got a little system that seems to be working. They're grabbing guys that played at the collegiate level together and teaming them back up. And Payne and Allen, their anchor in our defensive line, is a perfect example of that. These guys are used to being part of a winning franchise. They're not used to being mediocre. They're not going to settle for mediocrity. And I think it's starting in the locker room. They're resilient. You know, they came out flat against the Saints, but then they bounced back against the Panthers. And I think that is something that they're going to continue to build on. And I'm really excited, to be honest with you. I think that the youth that we have on our defense, it's going to be matched with our next picks. Hopefully, you know, we get a wide receiver and some offensive threats to help Alex Smith. But, yeah, there's nothing holding me back, man. I'm emotionally invested. Always have been. Always will be. My father threw Super Bowl parties at the house. And I've got a five-year-old who enjoys putting on his 86 jersey and going to the store with daddy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's good. I think we are at the beginning of some good years, finally. I think we've paid our dues, and the storm hopefully is behind us.
That's a great call, Paul. Thanks so much for weighing in tonight. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Paul, is he the first guy, Vic, that said he is all in tonight?
I think there was another caller earlier in the hour.
I think there was,
I think
too.
There's been about maybe three callers so far that has been all in.
Yeah, it seems like it's an overwhelming, maybe people who are all in just don't want to waste their time calling into a radio show. That's certainly possible, too, but you know, again, from my vantage point, it seems like the majority of fans are not all in on the Redskins. And that is odd to me in some way, because the Redskins are in first place. They're a first place team. I mean, that's what you want. That's why we do this. That's why we're here. But what Paul brought up was a great point, because, you know, Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, I don't think it's an accident that the Redskins are drafting Alabama guys. I mean, they are kind of the Miami of this decade, this generation of what the Miami Hurricanes were in the mid-2000s, early 2000s. And you want winners on your team. You do want guys to come in and not be okay with losing. You don't want guys coming from, you know, you don't want 10 guys from the Maryland Terrapins playing for your football team. You don't want to draft those guys. You do want to draft winners. They've got to be talented and NFL talented players, but you want winners. And you saw Jonathan Allen in that Saints game on the sideline yelling at guys, trying to get them pumped up and get their heads in the game. And that's really, really surprising to me from such a young player. You really don't normally see guys, you know, he's 23 years old, whatever he is. He's screaming at a bunch of 30-year-olds, grown men on the sidelines. And that, to Paul's point, does give me hope for the future for the Washington Redskins. It doesn't really answer our question about why people are reserved about their emotions for the team right now, why they're holding back, but it does give me hope for the future. And I agree with him that I do think that the Redskins are well on their way into a rebuild. It starts with the line. That's how you win in the NFL. You have to have a strong offensive line and defensive line, and everything else sort of comes into place around it. What's holding you back? As a Washington Redskins fan, what's holding you back from going all the way in, completely emotionally invested in the first place Washington Redskins? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. If you keep calling, I'll keep taking your calls. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Eric in Alexandria. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Chris, welcome to the fam, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm been looking forward to listening to you late, you know, in the evenings if you're going to be here. So I'm going to look forward to listening to you. But
thank
at the
you,
same
sir.
Time, okay, here's what I evaluated. The wide receivers are having trouble. None of these guys are as good as Pierre Garçon was. None of them. And Pierre Garçon was the number two till DeSean Jackson was number one, then went to number two when DeSean Jackson got here. And none of these guys are the equivalency of Pierre Garçon. So that means we're working with threes and fours as far as wide receivers. I'm looking at the tight ends seem to be the best. I mean, look at the pass to Vernon Davis on the last game we played.
Uh-huh.
Vernon Davis wide open. I mean, for the touchdown pass that was. And I mean, and even when you're looking at the Jordan Reed, I mean, we have pretty much the same thing we had with Kirk Cousins, except for the wide receivers. Alex Smith does not have the same wide receivers that Kirk Cousins had, and Kirk Cousins had it about as good as we're going to get it, for real. He had a good number one, he had a number two, he had a slot, he had Jordan Reed, he had a pitch out to Chris Thomas. I mean, he had everything but a decent running back. And at the time, actually, Rob wasn't doing big. Big Rob wasn't doing too bad, but he had everything. We invested so much into that offense that our defense suffered. Now the defense is looking pretty decent, and somewhere along the way, we did not...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Put that money back into them with those. We should have kept one of the wide receivers, at least one. I think that's where we're really suffering at on that wide receiver, because it seems like the tight ends are now our wide out, our number one, seem to be the major player on the game.
So you might say, Greg, that you'd be in favor of trading for Amari Cooper.
No. We just went through that with what's the receiver we got from Cleveland that was fast with
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay. See, that he sat down for a whole year after we found out, okay, he's got speed, but he don't have no hands.
Yeah, he's.
We don't want that again. I mean, you know, if you can blow the top off of it, but you can't catch anything, you're just as bad as but Butterfingers, who needs you? You know.
Thanks, Greg. Greg, I appreciate it. I got to run. I got a bunch of calls on hold, but thanks for your call. Let's go to 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. What's holding you back as a Redskins fan right now? What's holding you back from jumping all the way in on the Washington Redskins? Let's go to Harold in D.C. Harold, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? Hey, I'm sort of like Paul, man. I'm a lifelong fan. I'm always going to be all in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have my theories about what holds people back, you know, and it's that marquee player, you know. We've always been so the past, you know, but we had Kirk, we let him go. I mean, there's always going to be arguments between who's better between Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith. But the thing is, and they're basically the same quarterback, except the glaring difference is Kirk Cousins won't win the big game. And Alex Smith won't lose the big game, but they both go about it the same exact way. Alex Smith just about the turnovers and big plays.
That's a funny point.
He's going to give you the big plays, but with the turnovers. Whereas Alex is not going to give you the big plays, but he's not going to turn the ball over. You know, ownership-wise, you know, we don't have that marquee player that we can all get behind.
But no.
You know, if you ask
Harold, let me jump in for a second. To that point, do you mean marquee quarterback or marquee player? Because I would argue Jordan Reed is a marquee player. He may not stay healthy for a full 16 games, but he's definitely a marquee player. He's the second best tight end in the NFL, I would say.
And I might even argue he's the best. So I guess I would say quarterback. I guess the quarterback, it hasn't been anchored where you can take a great quarterback, surround him with anybody, and the receivers are going to get numbers. You know, a guy like Kirk Cousins needs great players around him. A guy like Alex Smith, they need great players to be successful. You know, Theismann had it. Mark Griffin had the posse. So did Doug Williams. So we can't really include them, even though they were Super Bowl winners.
Right.
It's just a matter of, like, we don't have that anchor on offense as a quarterback. Like, we've always had great left tackles. We haven't really had a great back since Clinton Portis. You know, as far as the wide receivers go, since the Posse, there's not really anybody out there that can really hold a candle to those guys.
True.
You know, they've all been somewhat productive, but they haven't been those marquee players. Like, we get so, rest in peace, you know, Sean Taylor. And, you know, and we get so the history, but we don't get so on, like, who we have. And that's what I think holds a lot of people back. Like,
all right, Harold, a lot of thank people you. Went off. I'm sorry. We got other calls. We got to get to, but I appreciate it. That's very true. We do tend to focus on the past and not on the present day, and maybe that's at the heart of what we're talking about here. As we had this conversation, we try to sort our way through it and figure out what the issue is. What is holding Redskins fans back? What's keeping them? Maybe a part of it is just they've been conditioned now through. We're sitting here on year 19, 20 of Dan Snyder's ownership, and he sold the past for so many years. He used that to fill up FedEx Field. And, well, maybe you created this monster that you can't escape from now, where fans are just conditioned to think about the past and not pay attention to the team that's on the field right now. And maybe that's a big part of the problem. 1-800-636-1067 is the phone number. 1-800-636-1067, the phone number. Man, I'm having a hard time. What is holding you back out there from going all in on the Washington Redskins? Please call in. I'm begging you. Let's go to Steve in Charlotte. Steve.
Hey, Steve. What's up, man? How's it going? Good to see you on the air.
Good, Steve. Steve.
Perfect. What's holding us back from...
I think we're losing, Steve. You still there?
Even think about doing that.
What's that? I'm sorry?
Why should anyone think about going all in when all they've done is torture our soul year in and year out? Archie's three every year. It's a joke, you know?
All right. Thanks for your call, Steve.
I'm surprised the phone was breaking up, and yet we get to that part right there.
Yeah.
His little zinger.
We had a hard time hearing him, but that zing made it through, huh?
Yeah.
The bit gods were on his side. That's what I like to say. Let's go to Dave in Centerville. Dave, what's up, buddy? What's up, Dave?
Hey, Lynch, let me just tell you one thing real quick. Archie's three forever, but Alex Smith small is the
okay.
one thing.
All right, we got to dump that. All right, thanks,
there
Dave.
It is, your first dump right there.
All right, let's go to Hunter in Ashburn. We can't say that on the radio. Hunter, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Short. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're right on point with the conditioning, except I was born in 98. So when the last caller was talking about the Super Bowls, I have no experience of that. The height of my Redskins fandom experience has been mediocrity at best.
It would be, for you, it would probably be, you said you were born in 98, so you missed the LeVar Arrington playoff year. So it would have been 2004 and 2006 or 7, whichever those two out of four years.
When I really started understanding football was probably the 07 season.
Right.
I just never had the experience of the Redskins performing well. And I was pretty dedicated, I'd say, but I've been slowly backing out. And I think that's because I feel like there's a lack of direction for the franchise. I think that Kirk Cousins, while I didn't necessarily want him, the indecisiveness in the front office, if they're going to keep him, if they're not, just kind of passively let him go.
Right.
I think that just put me over the top, and I don't really trust him right now.
Thanks for your call, Hunter, and I appreciate you waiting on hold for so long. Look, we're at a crossroads, guys. We can either keep up with this topic or we can move on. So it's up to you, but I'll give you until the end of the commercial break to decide. 1-800-636-1067 is the phone number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What are your thoughts? What's holding you back from going all in on the Washington Redskins? Or maybe you're not. We had a caller that said, no, he is all in. And I'm certainly welcome to take positive calls, too. You're listening to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
Wednesday afternoons at 1:30.
And they score!
Playoff hero
Devontae Smith-Pelly talks Caps hockey with Grant and Danny.
ESP save of the day!
Installed by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 877-CALL-FUR for absolutely the best service at absolutely the best price. It's overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, is that some corn, Vic? Oh, Vic is up in my wheelhouse now. Welcome back, guys, to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
We call this a nail job.
That definitely is a nail job. Taking your calls on the Washington Redskins. Man, we've gotten a lot of calls. I would like to start this segment off by thanking you guys for weighing in, because I was nervous beyond belief before the show. Honestly, that I wasn't going to get any calls and I was going to have to talk for two straight hours. And I was going to look very bad doing so. And you guys have made it absolutely worth my while and got me through this. So thank you to you, the listeners and the callers. And weigh in on Twitter as well. I'm reading tweets too. We're about an hour and 20 minutes into this topic now. And people are still coming. So, you know, we'll keep talking about it until this thing is burned out. But what's killing you about the Redskins? What's keeping you from going all in on the Washington Redskins? There seems to be some thing missing. There seems to be an energy missing about the fans. And honestly, I haven't seen anything like this in a long time. I mean, even times when the collective Redskins fan should have been completely out on the team, they were still all in, predicting Super Bowls before the season. And then they go 3-13. So something is different. Something's changed. And I want to hear from you what that is. What has changed? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Lindsay on Twitter says, this open line tonight is really making me laugh. You have all these people whining about their first place team. My family's from Cleveland. Diehard Browns fan in all things Ohio. We're known for the heartbreak. Tell these fans to suck it up and enjoy the placement. There's some good perspective from Lindsay on Twitter. Let's go to Corey in D.C. Corey, what's up, bud? You got next.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Limbaugh?
Hey, thanks for your call, man.
Well, first time caller, first time listener, but I am a 106.7 fan listener. I just wanted to say, I wanted to touch on two things real quick.
Sure.
The tweet that you just spoke about, Lindsay from Cleveland, they're absolutely correct. They've suffered more heartbreak than we can imagine.
Yeah.
In Cleveland with football, not so much recently basketball because of LeBron James, but that's another story. But anyway, I called to say that I'm like a previous caller, maybe about three or four calls ago. I'm emotionally invested. I'm 40 years old. I've been invested since I was 10 when we were winning Super Bowls. I've been through the heartbreak. I've been through the ups and downs, and it doesn't matter to me. I go through the heart-wrenching seasons where we should win and we don't. But one thing I will say is that we need to definitely invest. Another caller said this. We need to invest in our offense like we have done in our defense in the past couple of years. And we need – and Jay Gruden has to get better at play calling. If he doesn't get better at play calling, he will be gone at the end of the season.
So Jay Gruden is a sticking point for you, because you're the first caller tonight to really mention his name, but the second caller. But, you know, to me, that seems to be at the core of this too. There's a couple of components, really a lot of competing components to what we're seeing right now in the Redskins fans – not really caring as much as they have in the past. But one of them to me, I think, is Jay Gruden and kind of reaching his ceiling and hitting that same mark every single year. And fans are going, is he capable of going above this? All right, we lost Corey. I talked too long. That's what happened. I when I speak, guys just hang up. They just hang up. Which line did you say to go to, Vic? Let's go to Brian in line four. Brian in line four. I'm sure that's right. Brian in Fairfax on line four. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, what they need to do is they need to put together more than one week in a row where they look good. Every other week, they're looking good. The other week, they're looking bad.
Right. Everybody's sitting on their hands right now waiting for the Dallas game to see how they perform there. Well, everybody's got friends, family, coworkers that are Dallas fans, and they don't want to get all happy right now, and then eventually they get stomped on by Dallas.
Yeah, because you feel stupid for going all in and, you know, after just one win and they can't build a streak. I get it, but let me ask you this. Do you feel like they're capable? Do you feel like they're capable of stringing together three or four wins in a row?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm kind of sitting on my hands waiting for them to do that. I've been a fan of the Redskins since 1983, and right now it's year in and year out. It's the same thing. But I guarantee you, if they can put together a good statement win against Dallas and then win a game after that, they put together three in a row that include a game against a Dallas or Philadelphia, you know, people will really start getting excited. But they turn out next week and, you know, get stomped by Dallas, and they turn around and look good against, you know, the next team. And then they need more than one week in a row where they look good.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Great call, buddy. George in Fairfax wants to talk about the wide receivers. Ryan and Bowie upset about people trashing RG3. So we got some heated calls on the other side of the break. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Get in now. We'll take your calls on the other side. You're listening to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
It's Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Welcome back to Overtime on The Fan. Chris Lingbach here with you for a couple of more segments until 10 p.m. If you want to call in, you got to get in now. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We're taking your calls on the Washington Redskins. Really, whatever you want to talk about the Redskins, whatever's burning on your conscience, I will take that call. But specifically, there seems to be a lack of feeling in the air. There seems to be a lack of passion from Redskins fans, the collective fan this season. And the Redskins are in first place. And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense if you're completely unfamiliar with this franchise. But I am, and you are, so I get it. I just want to know, what is the thing, that one specific thing that's holding you back? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Ryan in Bowie. Ryan, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm a little upset by these people trashing RG3. Okay. I mean, RG3's is basically, they must not have played football, because in 2012 we had a horrible offensive line protecting him.
Right.
Nobody could tell me the starting right tackle. It was Tyler Palumbis. He was a bum. He didn't even play once the RG3 era was over. He didn't even play for anybody else.
Well, not true.
Will Montgomery,
didn't he go to the Broncos and win a Super Bowl the next year?
Was he the starter?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's what I meant. Once he started for us, people saw that he can't play right tackle. He, you know what I'm saying, he protected RG3's right side and did a horrible job. I watched RG3 run for his life because of him, because Chris Chester had a down year and Will Montgomery had a down year. We used a fourth-round pick on a quarterback instead of another lineman to protect our franchise player who took our team, put him on his back. And then because he got hurt, we lost to the Seattle Seahawks, who won the Super Bowl that year. We were about to beat the team that won the Super Bowl with RG3. Our defense was trash. Nobody realized that. We had Reed Dowdy and Madu Williams as starting safeties. Come on. We had three good players on the defense. Yet RG3 was the reason we had that beautiful season. When he got hurt, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, he played bad after he got hurt, of course. I mean,
all right, I got to get to another call real quick. This is kind of a breaking news scenario. Well, not really, but I thank you for your call. And you were right about Tyler Palumbis. He did not start again once he got to Denver. We got to go to the phone. We've got a special caller on the line. Is it line nine, Vic? Line nine. Who's on the phone?
Hello, Blue Shorts.
Hi, is this Chris Russell? It's very loud. Where are you, Russell?
I am at Capital One Arena, Blue Shorts. I'm at SmackDown 1000 taking the night off and having fun. What are you doing?
I'm just on the air filling in for you.
Oh, you're on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you calling in, Russ?
I didn't call in. Vic has been calling my phone all night.
Oh, I don't believe that. Why would he do that, Russell?
I don't know, because I'm not allowed to have a night off.
Is it?
I was about to get a beer, Blue Shorts. Is that okay? Is that legal?
It's perfectly legal, Russell. You can, okay. And you're a free man in a free country. You can do whatever you want. I just wanted to hear how things are out at WrestleMania 3000.
It's not WrestleMania 3000, you dummy. It's SmackDown 1000. Oh, you are a dope. Things are awesome, man. The Undertaker hasn't come out yet, but he's about to come out. We just had a tag team title change. Edge has been here. Vince McMahon has been here. Stephanie McMahon, Triple H. Duke's his guy. Dave Batista has been out. Rick Flair, you might remember him, the crew guy. Everybody's been here. It's a blast so far. And I got second row seats, man.
That's awesome, Russell. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day off to call into the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Again, I should point out that Vic called me. I
don't know what he's talking about.
Thanks for the call, Russell.
By the way, thanks for spoiling it. I DVR'd it.
See you guys.
Thanks for the call, Russell. That was very nice of Russell. That was nice of him to call in. You know, he wanted to check in, see how I'm doing, filling in for his shoes.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. That was very nice of Russell. Let's go to Spencer in Virginia. Spencer, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
What can I do for you?
I was just calling. I was going to talk about how I was born in 95, and the caller earlier was born in 98.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Redskins memory I know is the Mark Brunell era.
Wow.
And all of that. And I'm just saying that I've gone through just the end of the Joe Gibbs, the whatever that guy is, and then what's his face? Mike Shanahan. We went through the RG3 thing.
That Mike Shanahan guy.
Yeah, and then now we've gone through Jay Gruden. He's the longest hope we've had, and it's just so sad. And I stick here, and I watch this team, and I wouldn't want to go to a game. And I can see why no one else does. It's been about, like, 12 years that I remember that we haven't been good at all.
Have you been to a game? Did you say that already?
Wait, what?
Have you been to a game before? Did you say that already?
I've been to the Packers game. I've seen Aaron Rodgers. I've seen Cam Newton. I've been to a lot of games, and I just don't have the urge to go to any more. And I'm only 22 now.
Well, thank you for your call, Spencer. Hopefully at some point, and you can see some success from the Washington Redskins. It is stunning to hear somebody say it out loud like that, where his first Redskins memory is Mark Brunell. I mean, I want to jump off a building. But I feel bad for him. I do. I mean, I kind of grew up in the same situation. I was born in 87, and I don't have any memories of any of the Redskins Super Bowls. So I get it, and I wish I could tell you it gets better from here, but I don't know that that's the case. But
does he remember Heath Shuler?
Oh, man, I mean, if Brunell's his first memory, then no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, that saves him some bad years right there.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll take the rest of your calls when we come back. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Thanks for checking in on the download. No, overtime on 1067 The Fan.
It's overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan Overtime here. We got a few minutes left, and we will take the rest of your calls. So, guys, on hold. Hang there for just a few more seconds. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight, first and foremost. If you missed any of tonight's show, you can catch it on the podcast on my Twitter handle, @ Chris Lingbach, @ Chris Lingbach, and follow
at Vic Ferreira. What's your Twitter handle, Vic?
No, it's at JT the Vic. That could not be any more wrong.
At JT the Vic. We're doing well here, guys. Support the guys that make this all happen. And thanks again to Chris Kiner for giving me a chance tonight. I really appreciate it. It's been a long climb to get back to the top, but I'm here.
Let me say that you're doing an amazing job. And it's not just because I'm here, but you're doing a great job.
Well, I just used the women's bathroom. Let's go to Bruce in Germantown on line one. Bruce, what's up?
Hey, Chris, how are you doing? I would like to talk about all of it.
All right, hit me.
Okay, since Daniel Snyder's been on it. First, let me say I've been a fan. I'm 52 years old. I've been a fan all my life.
Uh-huh.
I got used to us making the playoffs with Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs leaves. Daniel Snyder takes over. We make the playoffs with Norv Turner, but then he gets fired. Then Daniel Snyder feels like, hey, I'm a guy who's got a new toy. I want to be at the helm. I really want to run the show. We went through Marty. We went through this coach, that coach. It's like you never know what you're going to get. You now have Jay Gruden. You don't know if he can or cannot coach. We make the playoffs one year. We don't make the playoffs. So who would invest in that when you don't know what you're going to get and you've been used to with Gibbs? It wasn't if we were going to make the playoffs. It was how far we were going to go in the playoffs.
Right. Thanks.
You know, and now you don't even know if you're going to make the playoffs. You don't know if the guy you have can coach.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate the call. I got to get to the rest of the callers. Mike and Burke, real quick. What's up, Mike? Thanks for holding, buddy.
Oh, man. Good. I got him by 10 years. I was born in 56. So I'm going to say this and be done real quick. They're not really fans, man. They're losers. I was a Redskin fan since the day I was born. And guess what? Go figure. 56. I'll wait till we finally got a Super Bowl. But I was always a fan. I watched the Washington Senators, the Redskins at RFK. And guess what? It's taking that long now. But you got to have faith. It's just like the Capitals. Hey, we got the Cup this year, baby. And you know what? You Redskin fans, stop being such losers and picking on everybody. Be a fan of the friggin' players, for God's sake.
All right, and Mike. Thank you. We got to get last two. George in Fairfax. George.
I remember the 91 Super Bowl. I fell in love with the Skins back then. But we haven't had a wide receiver drafted that's been any good since Gary Clark, Santana Moss, or DeSean Jackson. We are trotting out Maurice Harris, Josh Doctson, and Brian Quick on a regular basis. We are trash at the wide receiver position for like the last 25 years. Why can't we draft anyone who can play that position? Yep. That's all I got to say. It's just been horrible to watch.
Thanks for old George, and thanks for the call, buddy. Bill in Gaithersburg, your last call.
Christopher, you started from the poop heat, and now you're here. Just remember that, first of all. Second of all, what kind of program are you running here? I mean, you got a 20-year-old millennials who don't know who Mike Shanahan is. You got that dummy Chris Russell pretending he didn't just call when he really did. And you got brothers over here supporting RG3 and not RG3. What is happening?
All right, thanks for your call. Felix in Germantown. Real quick, you got 10 seconds. Go.
Yes, man. I think that what we need is we need to get the fire. I think that the team, if you want the fans to come in the stand, then you need to create the environment that you need. You need to take the game to another level, and you need to take your play to another level. We got to look at the old guard. Another thing
All
is
right,
we
got to... Thank you, Felix. I got to get out of here. I got a hard out here at 54. Thanks for everybody who called, everybody who weighed in on Twitter, at Chris Lingbach for the podcast that will go up after the show. I'll see you Saturday at 7 a.m., my normal time on the download. Saturday at 7 a.m., please listen in. Thanks for tuning in tonight on Overtime.
The only way you can take 106.7 The Fan with you is the radio.com app.
Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Don't miss a minute of the fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.